You bet.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, and 1. Well, if you've been paying attention to the news at all, you've been seeing the situation going on with Russia and Ukraine. And that is probably going to impact what you're paying at the gas pump as long as this continues. I'm John Herrick, joined now by the head of petroleum analysis of Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, what do you think will continue to happen with these tensions between Russia and Ukraine and how it will impact what Americans and Hoosiers pay at the gas pump?
Well, it certainly has already caused prices to be a little bit more volatile. Oil prices have heated up. We're over $90 a barrel now. That's the highest since 2014. We backed off a little bit after reaching $93 a barrel a couple of days ago. All eyes really are on developments amongst Russia and Ukraine. Of course, the French president over in Moscow trying to talk to Vladimir Putin. And so there may be some development there that could be why oil prices are relaxing a little bit more. But there's a lot in the cards here. Russia being the second largest oil producer globally, they certainly could weaponize oil should there be an invasion of Ukraine and should the U.S. respond with sanctions. So there's a lot of risk that in the end there could be a disruption to the normal flow of oil. And that's why oil prices and thus gas prices have gone up.
How's demand been looking? A lot of the country just got hit with a bad winter storm last week, including Indiana. Has that caused demand to drop, even though that basically isn't having a whole lot of a factor right now?
It has. In fact, last week, U.S. gasoline consumption did decline notably. The first 3 days of the week last week saw an increase in demand, likely ahead of those winter storms that hit multiple areas of the country. And the second part of last week saw demand plummet, likely as Americans stayed closer to home after the storms passed. So winter weather certainly does have a major impact on gasoline consumption. It does destroy demand. But ultimately, once we start seeing a progression here towards warmer weather, that demand will likely return in force. So it's temporary, but it's not enough really to pull prices down. Now, keep in mind, as we transition to summer gasoline, a lot of this winter gasoline will have to be purged out of the system, and in many cases offered at steep discounts. So we could see a little bit of a slingshot or whiplash as we transition from winter gasoline and the discounts associated with it to summer gasoline in April or May. So be ready for it. Looking at prices now, average in Indianapolis up about 7 cents in the last week. We are now at $3.37 a gallon on average. That's the highest that we've paid in the metro area since late last year. Beyond that, we're close to the highest price we've paid since 2014.
How historic are some of these gas prices you're seeing, not just in Indiana, but across the country? I think I saw you say on Twitter last week that there was one gas station in California getting to $5 a gallon, which I think is the first time that's ever happened.
Well, California, what I mentioned last week is the possibility that as the nation could hit $4 a gallon, California is only 30 cents away from hitting that $5 a gallon mark. The average in the state now $4.68 a gallon. The average price in Indianapolis, like I said, is $3.37. There's not a single station in California within 30 cents of Indianapolis's average. In fact, the cheapest station in California now $3.75. So quite painful out in the West Coast. Of course, that's because of taxes and regulations.
If you are someone and you're just driving around this week and you're seeing prices really high everywhere, what would you suggest to drivers and motorists?
Well, prices are trickling back down after they cycled higher late last week. So be patient, but prices could eventually go back up in the next week or so based on what's happening overseas with Russia. Now, keep in mind, too, an interesting development is Western powers continue to talk to Iran. Iran, of course, also a major oil producer. So it's not impossible that we could see additional oil production coming online if there's a deal amongst Western powers and Iran. And that is completely separate to what could potentially happen in Russia. So a lot of moving parts here.
Any other factors really contributing to the price of gas right now? Omicron cases are dwindling. COVID cases are dropping. Anything else related to that that you might think are playing a role here?
Well, a lot of different factors, but they're in the back seat right now. Of course, the pandemic is always an issue. That's kind of been the long-term issue affecting the bulk of what we're paying at the pump. But demand will likely start to go up as COVID cases go down here in the weeks ahead. So that will eventually be kind of a backseat contributor to prices, but for now, all eyes on geopolitical tensions.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I haven't asked yet?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. He's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.